Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Anime Ragers and the Majors podcast. Today, we are going to be finally finishing the Paramecia part. And we're ending off with some pretty weak ones and some pretty strong ones. And after this, we have a little special thing to do. Which will be tomorrow, because we didn't do it on Thursday.
Also, I would like to just tell you guys something.
We're not going to get directly correct on our schedule.
But it'll most likely be the day after.
So if we miss a podcast on Tuesday, it'll most likely be on Wednesday.
If we miss one on Sunday, most likely Monday.
Or miss one on Saturday, most likely Sunday.
There we go.
But without further ado, let's rank the final Paramecia type devil fruits.
The first one we have is the most spectacular devil fruit in all of One Piece.
The spike devil fruit.
You become spike human.
And these spikes are pretty sharp.
Yeah, and long too.
Pretty good.
Like this woman in the picture, she literally just turned her hair into a giant spike ball.
So if you try to attack her, you'll just instantly get impaled. But there's one problem with these spikes, and also might be one thing that's broken.
So with these spikes, if you have a full body hacky, no, I see what you're saying.
They're not doing anything to you. But on the inverse, what if you have a hacky?
So anyway, I would like to point out these spikes can pierce through straight concrete. Quite easily, actually. Wait, what if you did have hacky? Could you hacky imbue these spikes? Oh, yeah, definitely, because they're still like...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's still more things to be hacky imbued than you think.
These spikes, obviously, they can. They're super close to you. But another thing you probably have never thought about, I'm just going to say, out in the blue.
Could have hacked on his ice and never did it. He definitely knows hacky. He was an admiral. He could have done it with a sword. You can do it with a single finger of your own creation. A lot of the admirals don't have hacky. And why would that be? I don't know. I mean, I get it. There's this one guy, Garp.
His whole thing is hacky, but that doesn't mean you can't hack it. Like, everybody needs hacky.
If you want to be powerful, you need hacky.
Gear 5 Luffy?
Yeah, he has gear 5, but if he didn't have hacky, he still wouldn't be that strong.
Yeah, he'd be like super strong and cool. I can destroy an island. What's the point if I can't destroy anybody who's like, I don't know, a Logia user?
Exactly.
I mean, he can still technically hit them, but that's something I'll have to talk about later.
If it's not the sand brute, then what is he going to do?
Actually, here's the thing about that. I believe in a few cases, like, you remember the Nell fight?
Yes.
You remember how he was easily able to punch Nell despite him being a Logia user?
It's because he was rubber.
Okay, cool. Anyway, so continuing on because I'm apparently very dumb. There's also another technique with this that is never explained. You can inject yourself with your spikes and make yourself stronger.
What? That makes no sense at all. Oh yeah, it does. It's called Toge Doping.
But you created spikes and you stab yourself.
Right?
Or you can stab yourself. Of course you can. but you're basically injecting yourself with your spikes, I guess it's like spike your strength or something. Yeah, yeah, it's dumb, and it's a joke, and I hate it. But it's not a joke, it's real.
Okay.
So dumb.
Alright, what are my ratings for Root?
It has a lot of potential. I mean, I like it, but it also kind of sucks. Just like the dice fruit, it has a lot of theoretical potential. And it is definitely underrated. But you can just use a sword. You could just use a sword, but where's the fun in that?
Just get a good sword.
Anyway, hear me out.
Oh, yeah.
Death Beam. But as a spike.
Okay, I'm gonna write this like a C plus.
Yep, good job.
Because it's not bad by any means, but it's an average, like it has a lot of potential.
This one has a lot of potential, but I don't know if it executes the potential.
The time root, you guys might think,
Oh my gosh, you can rewind and fast forward time, and you can only set yourself
and like two other people forward in time. Not back, only forward. I think about 30 years maximum.
Now that's good, 30 years in the future, right?
However, there's a problem. What are you going to do once you're in the future?
Like, okay, I'm going to go to the future where there's time machines.
Wow.
Cool, you're there. Unless there's actually a time machine there, you can't go back.
Also, what's the point of going forward in time?
Exactly.
I mean, I guess you're going to a year in the future. Like, if you're in trouble. But the thing is, what are you going to do there?
Nothing.
This has potential for escaping. But you know what else has potential for escaping? A non-devil fruit power that literally everybody has. And just needs to learn.
All of those are perfect. Literally every single one of them. Tech Eye, Rogue Gun, I think. Is that one of them? No, that's not application in Gecko's powers. The one that I'm talking about, Gecko and Sora. Gecko, basically just speed boost by, in Luffy's words, stepping multiple times at once.
Super speed. So this one is terrible. Nearly useless.
I'm rating F tier.
Yep. Easy.
Alrighty, next up, I think this literally just created for this specific purpose of a little bit of a plot. Probably, yeah. But this is literally just a copy of Devil Fruit.
Yeah, at least the dinosaur fruits make sense. I like how there's more of them.
And you know what the funny thing is? They copied one of the worst Devil Fruits.
You could have copied the white fruit, I don't know. You could have copied a blue fire fruit, that would have been sick. But no, you had to make a knockoff of the Kilo Kilo Mi called the Tun Tun Fruit. What was going through your head? Like a brick?
Apparently, because this fruit does the exact same thing as the Kilo Fruit, but in tons.
Yep.
There's no difference.
This is trash tier.
This is also worse. Like this is great. quote-unquote. But the thing is, there's no reason... Okay, cool. I can augment my body weight in tons. That's actually worse. But with the kilo fruit, you can specifically alter it so that you can... I can jump much higher, or I can slow down, I can make myself a little heavier, a little more punch.
Exactly.
But guess what?
I don't think anyone in this real world, or the One Piece world, is just one ton. Besides maybe Whitebeard, but no. Not even Whitebeard.
Okay, cool. I shift my weight once, and now what am I going to do? Make myself 0.5 tons? That's still super inaccurate.
That's still incredibly heavy.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to do? You're a super weight human. Okay, what did they do with it? Unsurprisingly, they're just as uncreative with this. You slam people. You just slam this heavyweight on them.
Yeah.
You're the weight. Can we move on?
This is trash here.
No, this is trash because there's a copy.
Oh, yeah, that actually makes sense.
I would have actually preferred this if it was a non-canon.
Yeah, me too.
Oh no, we have to talk about this one next.
Can I explain it?
So this is the age devil fruit. This devil fruit allows you to change the age of someone. From 1 year old to 500 years old.
And it'll kill them too.
Absolutely. Nobody can survive being changed instantly from 20 years old to 400.
Exactly. There's another function to this devil fruit. So apparently, this devil fruit allows you to change into any Zoan type, I believe.
No, it's more like... Okay, so this fruit kind of like cursed techniques in Jujutsu Kaisen. It works off of your perception. For example, let's say in the future... Let's say in the future, through some magical time wizard thing, I believe I'm going to become a giant, and I truly believe that.
Well, then I can transform, because I know I'm going to be a giant.
And you know what, guys?
I think I broke this devil fruit. Because if I know what this devil fruit actually does... Then I can just break the system. Because if I know that this devil fruit will transform me into that, I will be able to truly believe that it will transform me into that.
And then, bam, I can transform into anything.
So, basically, you can age... Okay, let's say I don't want to become a giant or a literal god. Okay, fine. You know what I want to become? Nothing, I'm just going to... Tap you on the forehead, and you're a skeleton, and you're dead.
This is Pottier.
No, this is Pottier. Another thing, this is a really good idea, but what's somebody going to do if you turn into an actual god? What are they going to do? Now, Gear 5 is strong. But the ability to create anything and do anything with your mind and omnipotence, depending on your preference. What are they going to do?
Just turn into Zeno!
Just say, I'm going to become one punch man and really convince yourself that. You know you're going to be it. Well, now you're him.
Alright, this is Pottier. No need to do this anymore.
This is Pottier. You convince yourself you can do it.
Alrighty. Next up is the warp fruit.
Oh yeah.
It allows you to teleport yourself and other people.
You know, this is almost completely useless.
Wait, why?
Now, teleporting, that's good. But the six powers.
Back to the Single Hours.
This looks exactly like Sora. It functions almost exactly like it, too. The only difference is it's anywhere instead of can I get Bo and Sora over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, if you're six powers master, you can do the exact same thing as the Wapa Wapa.
Now that I think about it, why doesn't everybody master the six powers?
I don't want to Wapa Wapa think about this for you. Can we get this over with?
Yes.
F tier.
Okay. Also, why doesn't everybody master the six powers?
Because actually, not everybody knows about the six powers.
I mean, that's the only reason I can think of.
Technically, not even Luffy actually knows anything from the Six Powers.
Really?
Yeah, Sanji has one thing from it, maybe Soru too. Luffy can use Soru, but only in Gear 2nd. And therefore Gear 5th.
I hate Gear 5th.
Okay, anyway.
Next up is the straw fruit.
Okay, now stay with us, guys.
This is strong. Hear me out. Don't go out my throat yet. Let me explain. Please put your pitchforks and torches away. But seriously, this is actually a strong fruit. So yes, you can create straw. Okay, that's pretty good.
Let me just read you a little tiny paragraph from the wiki.
The Waranami is a paramecia type of fruit that allows you to create and manipulate straw will. With the straw having damage reflecting properties, redirecting. Yeah, that's pretty strong on its own. But did you also forget that I don't like this guy, I can't do anything about it because I can't just assassinate him, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make this little voodoo doll and link it to him.
Yeah, you can do that.
And then you stab that voodoo doll.
Oh my god!
And if you're skilled enough with this fruit, you can store those voodoo dolls in your body. So instead of, you know how logias, like you're invincible and hacking past it?
Yeah.
Well, you're not exactly invincible. But you have a certain amount of charges where you are invincible. And better yet, Haki can't get through that.
This isn't pot tier, though.
It's not quite, but it is certainly S tier.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we really gotta go over this. We have the Woshu Woshu Nomi.
Have you ever heard of soap fruit? Well, this is the Woshu Nomi. It's the exact same thing, but worse, because all you can do is literally hang out.
You can wash people.
You can wash the evil out of them.
But what if they weren't evil?
Well, you can also clean out their power like soap fruit.
What do you mean clean out their power?
You have the soap fruit and wash their power off.
No.
Make you a little weaker.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, but except you have to hang them up. Unless you're the Navy captain, the person, then this is completely useless. Unless you're just gonna wash your clothes. I mean, that's useful. That's actually pretty useful.
Can we move on to Brook's
Devil
Root?
Yes, because this is F tier.
Yes, yes, okay, okay, okay. You get to explain this one. I'll give you the pass.
The Yomi-Yomi-Paramecia type. Now, I'm going to say the translated name. And again, don't go in my head for this. You're like, oh, this can do that jump, because you're completely wrong. It's Coco Revive Fruit. Now, I'm assuming everybody who's ever heard of this group probably thought the exact same thing. You can revive people. Nice. You can't. Don't worry. You can revive yourself once.
However,
this can do a lot more than just revive.
Well, that is once you die.
So once you die, your soul goes out of your body. And it just flies off until you regain your soul consciousness, and you have to go find your body. And once you go in your body, which I advise waiting until the skeleton, trust me, you'll want to know why. And once you go back in your skeleton body, boom, you have a second life. Why I said the skeleton, very specifically, is because... You can still move, like you had everything you had. Like you can still talk, you can still see. Well, you don't breathe. But you can do everything you used to be able to do.
Except, as a skeleton, you get a bunch of perks. Like being able to survive, because you have organs that if they get stabbed, you die. You don't have that as a skeleton.
And you're also much quicker because you lost a lot of weight.
And then the best part of the self-fruit is you kind of get soul manipulation. No, you do get soul manipulation.
You can control your own soul to such a level you can materialize it and use it for attacks.
And you can also coat your sword in your own soul. To buff your sword.
Not to mention, the main thing about this is you get access to something called the Winds of the Underworld. No, it's not a wind ability, it's actually quite different. You can freeze things. Just like, you remember that mythical Zoan type devil fruit that made you a fox spirit?
Yes.
You can do that kind of freezing. It's not like super strong freezing, like ice fruit, but it still freezes.
And because he gained such a mastery over his soul that he was able to freeze stuff, in turn, when he coated his sword in his own soul, it froze people when he attacked.
This fruit is strong as a sword.
Yeah, okay.
Now consider a regular guy, let's say a guy who uses his fist and he's pretty strong. Mm-hmm. Alright, so your main concern is people with swords or guns.
Well, swords you've got taken care of because swords aren't very effective against a guy without any flesh. Correct.
Unless you're putting massive amounts of force into that cut, like cleave them in two, pun not intended, then they're not going to do a thing. Especially if you have hacky.
And not to mention, if I had this devil root, I'd probably just jump off a bridge, go find my body, and then just wait there until it's a skeleton.
Yeah, because you can. Not to mention, you remember the Delphi weaknesses of people not being able to breathe?
Because you don't breathe, you're a skeleton.
Well, you can't exactly walk or swim underwater. You can still breathe, so if you do somehow get caught underwater, you can spend your time crawling on the bottom of the surface until somebody finds you. Or you crawl up an island.
Which is actually the only devil fruit in which water is your weakness, yet not your cause of death. Yeah. You'll be fine. You'll just not enjoy it.
Like, okay, you can get captured at most, but why would they want to kill you?
And, honestly, I think this devil root is one of the most underrated devil roots. Because no one actually knows that you can buff yourself with your own soul. Some people just think, oh, cool, you can revive yourself. That's it. That's not it.
Not to mention, this fruit can also conquer one of the other strongest fruits. I assume you guys remember when I was talking about the soul astronomy, otherwise known as the soul fruit. I was talking about how its effects could be countered by someone with a strong enough soul. Well, this fruit's entire thing is a strong enough soul. Let's say your opponent is the soul sort, that's really scary. So they have this little army of dudes who are just souls of other people. Well, my soul is stronger, and they are not, and they're gone. They're not dead, but they're disabled. They're gone.
And honestly, if you have any hacky abilities whatsoever, even just armament and observation, like basic. Too broken. Not to mention, if you have Congress hacky, that'll be bad. The thing about hacky is it's also known as life force, how sometimes it's described.
Well, if you're a skeleton, so if there was, I'm assuming, although this isn't actually ever mentioned, that this is probably a chance you're going to get tired or something. I don't know. Considering you don't have any organs and you don't have to worry about stamina or breathing, you don't ever get tired.
So you could just infinitely hack you.
Yeah, who's to stop you? It's your life force and you have a strong soul.
Good job, bro. But we should probably move on because we've been ranting. This is awesome. We're going to be ranting a lot longer than the next one.
Anyway, F tier.
Alrighty, and finally, for the Z category, we have, actually, funny enough, one of the strongest devil fruits in all One Piece. The Zushi Shinomi, the Grav Grav fruit. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually the Press Press fruit.
Well, that's what it's called, and its meaning is the sound of heavy stomps, but... Let me give you a little science lesson. What is the main thing that keeps everything from flying off Earth? Yeah, little Timmy in the back.
It's gravity! You're right!
Now, can you guess what this fruit makes?
Gravity!
Good job, little Timmy. Now go back to your corner. Anyways, as I was saying, this fruit allows you to manipulate gravity to... Well, actually, we never see the limit. For all we know, this could separate atoms.
And the funny thing is, you can rip meteors out of the sky.
And you want to know what the guy who did all of this and showed the gravity fruit has? Just think about it. Is he disabled? Can he not move his legs? Sure, you can move him with fruit. No, you're wrong. And he's blind. You think that would stop him? No, this fruit is incredibly strong. Oh, hold on. You guys remember the new blue hole?
Also, you do know how we can see, right?
Yeah, he can see with Ken.
Yeah, slightly.
Well, can't really see, but anyway.
So you think that would stop him?
Like, what are you going to grab? You can't see it. Okay, so I assume you guys remember the float fruit.
Okay, yeah.
Who's to say you can't do everything you can do with the float fruit with this?
Nobody. You can.
Now, I remember, as I was saying, the blue hole completely new, Garp made it. Wrong. Somebody else did this way before you even thought of it. The user of this, pretty smartly, was able to force so much gravity into a single blow that made a literal hole in the ground.
And who's to say you can't power up your punches with gravity?
Nobody, because you're right. If like, you guys remember Whitebeard, right? Of course you remember Whitebeard. He's the world's strongest man. Guess who's stronger? This random blind dude with a cane. No, seriously, he's a blind dude with a cane.
Yeah.
Which is also a sword. But really, you're starting to see how strong this is, right? You can cave in a man's skull by pointing at them.
I think they get it yet. I think we have to keep explaining.
If you're strong enough to create holes in the ground, and if you're really precise, let's say I'm looking at an island like a thousand miles away, I don't really like that island, there's a lot of pirates there, I gotta focus on a singular atom, boom, it explodes. Like nuclear or whatever.
And everything dies. Everything's gone.
Like, the power of this fruit is unparalleled. Okay, Pa, I know Pa is OP. This can do what Pa can do.
Well, it can't repel pain or air.
Yeah. But it can repel anything else.
Mm, yeah,
you want to create a gigantic gravity force to throw your opponents through another building? Sure, go ahead. You want to send that guy to another island? Who wants to send him to another island? I'll just shove him straight into the ground.
He can also fly.
Oh yeah, you can fly. Just like the love fruit. This is so OP that I don't see, like... This is just broken.
Oh boy, it's too good.
Not to mention, I think I forgot to say, the user of this fruit, because he was a sword user, he figured out a way to put his sword powers into his elf fruit. Like, you remember dismantle?
Yeah. You remember cleave?
Yeah. This can do that, but better.
Oh, what else can it do? Oh yeah, he can also power up his sword to make...
You can probably also pull a Frieza with, like, sun energy or something.
Oh yeah, he can probably create beams of light, or you can just create this giant world-ending bomb.
Why not? If you're a scientist, just be like, okay, I have the ingredients here. I want them now. And then they make the bomb.
Nicholas, would you like this ability?
Yes.
I might be a little biased, but I'm going to say this is hot here. Is this your favorite number?
Yes. I might be a little biased, but I think I've convinced everybody enough how broken, how much raw potential and power is buried within the moon.
Couldn't he just rip the moon down? Or maybe he could just bury the crater.
I mean, y'all remember Earthbending.
Gravity. Earthbending?
Sure.
Yeah, you can technically, he can.
So, Pa tier, yes or no?
F tier. Nobody's gonna stop me, it's Pa tier. I'm sorry.
So this is Pa tier. Nobody's convincing me otherwise.
But what about something? I don't know. What about it? Yeah, good point.
like what?
Do you think
Year 5 Luffy could beat Fuji Toro.
If I had this fruit, nobody could beat me.
I could.
No, you couldn't.
Because I would be able to get my own fruit.
What would you take?
I'd just bring Mihawk and take his sword.
And you wouldn't be able to hold it. I mean, you could hold it, sure, but you wouldn't be able to lift it. Things like over a thousand pounds. I'd take Zoro's sword. Probably like 50 pounds each.
I don't think so.
Dude. And not to mention one of them is cursed.
Oh, I could do that one.
No, you couldn't.
Doesn't Zoro have life energy, dude? Doesn't Zoro have a demon inside him?
No.
Because of the Ozoro technique.
I think the Ozoro technique is just utilizing the cursed sword.
That's not. He did it before the cursed sword.
But no. He did the Ozoro technique. Wait. Oh, wait, no, he did. Okay, so he does have a demon.
That's nice.
I keep forgetting how little times he does it. Didn't he do it twice?
He did it three times. One of them to eat and drink beer. Fast.
Yeah. The first time he did it was all the way back in Annie's lobby?
Yeah, either that or maybe Thriller Bark.
No, it was Annie's lobby.
Yeah, I think so.
And he never used it again until Wano.
No, he used to drink beer once.
In Wano.
No, it wasn't in Wano.
When was it?
It was somewhere in between. I think it was during Arc of Katakuri. Just Rosa?
Yes.
Yeah, it could have been.
Because I remember the scene. So I watched a YouTube video. It was like, what was it? I was watching a YouTube video. It was called Luffy and Zoro using their new powers to drink and all that. It was Luffy using Snake Man's punches.
And Zoro using Ozora. That's funny.
So, I think that wraps everything up.
Wait, how did we get from this to gravity?
Well, we were talking about gravity. I was talking about how to beat anybody. And you were like, I'd take Mihawk's sword. And I said you wouldn't be able to lift it. And you said you'd take Zoro's sword. And I said you wouldn't be able to lift them. And I mentioned the cursed sword. And then you talked about that. And then we started talking about Ozora's curse. And that's how we got here.
I want a demon inside.
No, you don't. I mean, you might. It's either going to be a Naruto situation or a Yuji situation. Either the demon hates you and doesn't help you, or the demon hates you and helps you. Or the demon still hates you, but will always help you no matter what.
I don't think it's a living person inside of Zoro.
Yeah, no, that's just him.
I think it's... That's a good topic to argue about.
You know what else we need to settle?
Advanced armament is different than advanced conquerors.
Yeah, we never talked about that, did we?
Because you think it's not.
I think they're different.
Well, we argued about it a long time ago. Did I convince you?
I don't remember.
Well, I do.
We should just make a 30-point long podcast.
We just argue until we get off topic.
Two second long arguing off topic.
So speaking of getting off topic, this was supposed to be ranking every devil root.
Please do the outro before we go off topic again.
So next, I heard about this new... Alright, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to rate and review. Donate, like, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
And we'll probably get off topic. Oh my god. Alright, I think he's out of here. I gotta go.
Help him.
Alright, bye.